Employers Mutual was the first workers' compensation insurance company in the United States. Ben Clark tells us about the company's innovative test for workplace noise levels as part of Wisconsin 101.
The audiometer, it's not a very big box, it's not very heavy, and on the front it's stenciled Employers Mutual of Wausau in white letters. But I think the audiometer was interesting because it's maybe a little bit more relatable. I think most people today have gone through the process of having their hearing tested with an audiometer at some point. Employers Mutual is founded in response to a really important law that was passed, the Workers' Compensation Insurance Law of 1911. The law itself was the first workers' compensation legislation to be passed in the United States, the first constitutionally upheld law. Before the law passed, there really wasn't a system for getting workers' compensation at all. If you got hurt at work, you really didn't have a lot of recourse. You were replaceable. There wasn't even really any protections for safety or any sort of regulations at the time. So if you got hurt, the only way that you really could get any compensation from your employer would be to take them to court and to sue them for negligence. And so in Wausau, there was a group of investors, loosely called the Wausau Group, the sort of guys who had come to Wausau back in the 1800s and had gotten rich off of owning the lumber mills and lumber companies and all of that. And they made a decision to stick around in Wausau, even as the lumber industry was suffering because we had cut down all the big trees. They built a bunch of different really successful companies. When the law passed, they kind of recognized that this is the way that things were going to head. And so they formed Employers Mutual to write policies under the new law for their companies. Some of the very first hires were experts that would go out and consult on basic workplace hygiene or first aid and simple things. In the 20s, it was the things that they were worried about were a little bit more obvious, you know, not having loose clothing that's going to get caught in a machine and rip your arm off. If you think about the business model of a company that does workers' compensation, it makes sense to invest in outreach to make sure that people are safer at work.
When you run a business, you expect a certain amount of property damage. At Employers of Wausau, it's our job as your business insurance partner to help you keep your costs down.
1953, that's the year when there's a court case that established that hearing loss could be something you could claim in workers' compensation, in Wisconsin at least. And that was sort of the first time. And it's kind of interesting that it takes that long. And there's a bunch of reasons for it. I think part of it is it's not something that's noticeable. If you break your arm or something like that, it's pretty clear that it happens in an instant. If you don't put headphones on or your hearing protection for 5 minutes, you're probably not going to lose your hearing. You know, most people don't recognize, well, this amount of noise that I'm experiencing right now is, you know, 5-10 more decibels than I need, I should be safely exposed to. Employers Mutual, you know, was this national company and had branches all over, but they remained headquartered in Wausau. And even though they had employees all over the place, a lot of the policy decisions were very much created by people who lived here, people based in Wisconsin. So with the hearing, it took Wisconsin making the decision that hearing loss was something you could get workers' compensation for, and that became the thing that caused Employers Mutual to invest and really look at how to reduce hearing loss in the workplace.
Wisconsin 101 is a collaborative effort to share Wisconsin's story in objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.